A new book attempts to understand what was going through the minds of some of Australia's best-known pioneers. The Civilization of Port Phillip looks at the development of Victoria from the point of view of settlers' histories and newspaper stories. The men who wrote these tales characterised themselves as bringing British civilization to a lawless and savage land. But convict, Aboriginal and female perspectives are downplayed or excluded. The book's author, Dr. Thomas Rogers from the Australian War Memorial, says he wanted to examine the ideas of civilization the settlers brought with them to better understand what actually went on.
So the idea of civilization has a long history in European thought, and when the free settlers came to Port Phillip in 1835, they sort of brought that baggage with them from Europe. So I wanted to have a look at how they understood their role in Port Phillip, and part of the reason I thought that was an important thing to look at was because I think it still informs a lot of the ways that we view Australian history, even into the present.
So the main agents in your book, the people who are doing most of the stuff, who are the focus, who are telling the stories, are the settlers of the area, the free settlers. We've been talking about this idea of civilization. So how did their views about themselves as agents of history, how did that inform the way the area developed?
So their idea that they were the agents of history, as you say, meant that they felt that they had a responsibility to take the land of Port Phillip, or now the state of Victoria, and to turn it into a sort of fourth stage civilized community. And while doing that, they also felt that they had the responsibility to improve, as they said, the Aboriginal people who were living in Victoria. And so that could mean, in the earlier settlement, outright murder and massacre on the frontier, but that could also change towards the end of the period that I looked at to moving Aboriginal people onto missions and reserves and trying to, if you like, teach Aboriginal people how to farm and how to act like British people.
And there's an interesting character who's been studied a lot in Australian history, William Buckley. The settlers and people who came over with the Port Phillip Association who tried to develop the area thought that William Buckley would be a good intermediary for them to help with this process that you just described, but it didn't seem to work out that way, did it?
No, it didn't. That's right. William Buckley was an escaped convict from an earlier attempt to establish a penal colony in Victoria, and he'd lived with the Wathaurong people in the western part of Port Phillip Bay for about 32 years. So they felt that this was a great opportunity because he was a man who could speak a local language and he could sort of guide them through the protocols of dealing with Wathaurong people. But as you say, it didn't work out for them. And they blamed that on his low social status prior to becoming a Wathaurong man. I think that Buckley has often been misunderstood because I think we still follow the free settlers on this, and we sort of assume that he was a bit stupid and that he was perhaps even a bit of a coward. I see him quite differently. He was trying to deal with the world that he found himself in. So he didn't want his Wathaurong friends to be subjected to that violence, but on the other hand, he didn't want to go back into the penal colony sort of situation, and so he had to try to be helpful to the British as well.
William Buckley, as you mentioned, he was sort of dismissed by the settlers at the time and because he was an ex-convict. You mentioned that in the telling of the history that convicts, their accounts, and Aboriginal people was excluded. So was that a deliberate thing or was that just part of this idea that people had about who was civilized and who was important?
Yeah, that's a very important question, and I think that goes to the heart of some of the issues when you're looking at this history and at settlement history in Australia more deeply, because you've got this question of, was it simply political expedience to write out Aboriginal people and to write out convicts, or did the free settlers truly believe that they were a superior breed of people? I think there's a bit of both going on. So the free settlers came out with this idea of civilization, and that's a very sort of clear cut, but when they arrive in Australia, they're greeted with a very messy reality, as any ideology is when it's applied to the real world. It never quite fits exactly. And so I think there's a bit of both going on. There's a bit of political expediency. It's expedient to tell yourself, if you're a free settler, that Aboriginal people don't deserve to remain on the land, because then you can make money by raising sheep on the land. It's also expedient to ignore the experiences and the voices of convicts, because that's a sort of a darker, you know, aspect of British settlement in Australia.
How do these sorts of stories and these ideas affect the way that we see our own society today? Do you think that they still run through the social classes in Australia, or have we gotten over some of these views?
Yeah, it's an interesting point, because I think in some ways we do still think along these lines, and in other ways we have moved on to a different way of thinking about these things. So I think convicts are a good example. I think now we're more likely to see convicts perhaps as victims of an unfair social order and a very strict social order in Britain, and we're often keen to see them as victims who were essentially sent to Australia for minor crimes and went on to build a successful society. That's one way that I think our thinking has changed. In regard to Aboriginal societies, though, it is interesting there that I think we still have trouble breaking out of the assumptions about advanced versus not advanced cultures, for example. I think that's something that is still quite common in popular thinking about Australia and about Australian history.
Author of The Civilization of Port Phillip, Dr. Thomas Rogers, speaking now.